Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when is the time that somebody can put on tefillin and be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin? And we're going to see that there's going to be a big distinction between the d'oraisa level of when is the time to put on tefillin and the d'rabbanan level of when to put on tefillin. So on a d'oraisa level, the mitzvah of tefillin is all the time, not only during the day, not only in the morning, not only in the day, in the afternoon, but in fact, at night as well, on a d'oraisa level, according to the Torah, we can be putting on tefillin, be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, even at the nighttime. Having said that, Chazal instituted on a rabbinic level that we should not be putting on tefillin at night out of concern that we may fall asleep with them and we may come to pass gas with them, which is a disgrace for the tefillin. And accordingly, they instituted tefillin should be put on only in the daytime and not during the nighttime. So that leads to the question, when is the beginning time? When does the day start that we put on tefillin? So tchilas man anachas tefillin baboker, the first time we would put on tefillin in the morning, is the time of mishayakir, when you can recognize. What does that mean? So it's when you are standing four amos away from a friend of yours, and you can recognize him when it is light enough for that to happen. So if it's pitch black in the middle of the night, you're not going to be able to recognize your friend from four amos. And in the daytime, you don't need four amos. You can be 30 amos away, whatever the amount is. So the question is, when does it become light enough in the morning that now it is mishayakir, the time of mishayakir, that you can recognize your friend from the distance of four amos? So that is the first time that we put on tefillin, and the time continues all day long. So from mishayakir all day long, somebody would have to put on the tefillin at that time. Now the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains why the time only starts at mishayakir. In fact, there are mitzvahs that you can start from alos hashachar, which is before mishayakir. One view is that it's 72 minutes before sunrise. There are various views. Is it based on the number of degrees that the sun is under the horizon? Various shitas on this. But alos hashachar is going to be before mishayakir. So if the quasi-official start of the day is alos hashachar, why can't we put on tefillin at that time? And he explains, this is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the concept here is that we had Chazal instituted to put it on when the majority of people are waking up or have woken up. And that is only going to be the time of mishayakir, when it starts to get light out, you can start to recognize people. That is when the majority of people are up or waking up. And accordingly, that is the time to put on the tefillin, the first time to put on tefillin. And that is approximately, there are many shitas on this, but the sefer that I have in front of me called Halacha Sedura Hilchas Tefillin, he brings that that time is between 50 and 55 minutes before nates, before sunrise. That is going to be the time of mishayakir. There are plenty of shitas that are after that. That is a fairly lenient shita. I've seen up to 60 minutes before sunrise. That's as lenient as it's going to get. But there are various shitas that on this, and there are ones that say it's much shorter. I personally put on talis and tefillin 50 minutes before Neitzachami, before sunrise. Okay, so continuing in this vein, so now we're saying that that's the first time is mishayakir. What is the mishayakir? Shita here, 50 minutes, 55 minutes, or less before Neitz. That is the first time to put on our talis and tefillin. Really, before focusing on the tefillin right now, there happens to be various heterim if somebody is not going to be able to put on tefillin later on in the day. They're going to be traveling, for example, going by foot, and there's going to be no ability to put on. It's not that you're in a car or you're on a plane. There you can put it on, certainly if you're the passenger. But if you're absolutely going to be not able to put it on after mishayakir, that there's a heter to put it on beforehand and continue wearing it, then when do you say to the bracha? These halachas are not so relevant nowadays because we really are able to put on the tefillin. Even with we're traveling, you're staying at an airport, you're on a plane, you can put on the tefillin. So the time would be from mishayakir and thereafter. Now, what happens if you didn't put on tefillin during the day? And now it is after Shkia. Shkia, the sun just set. Now you finally get a pair of tefillin. You didn't have one till now. You arrived at your destination. So, yesh maturin lahaniach tefillin ben hashmashos. There are those. There is an opinion that you can put on tefillin after At the time of Ben Hashmashos, which is twilight, which is between the time of sunset and the time of nighttime, between Shkia and Tseso Kochavim, that is Ben Hashmashos. So there's an opinion that says you can put it on then as well, as we have to remember that on a Dir Reis level, you can even put it on at night. It's simply rabbinically that we don't. So Ben Hashmashos would be okay. There are other shitas that say no. Once it's Shkia, you can put it on. So accordingly, somebody who did not put on tefillin during the day, everyone would agree that you can put it on during Ben Hashmashos. So the machlokis is, if you've already put it on tefillin that day, can you still put them on? Can you wear them during the time of Ben Hashmashos or not? But somebody who hasn't put them on at all, and now he's able to put it on Ben Hashmashos before Tzeisa Kochavim, everyone would agree, put it on then. You don't say a bracha at that point, but you would be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Now, how about if you have tefillin, you were wearing it from before Shkia, somebody was wearing it, wore it in Minchatai, for example, somebody wears the tefillin all day, and when do you have to take them off? So we ask in that, you don't have to take them off until it is nighttime. And that's how we ask, and that's what we would say. You don't have to take it off at Shkia. You just have to take it off by Tzeisa Kochavim. Having said that, the Arizal was Nizer. He was careful to take it off by Shkia. He would take it off at Shkia so he wouldn't have the tefillin on after Shkia. So that was the Hanhaga of the Arizal. But we see there that somebody was wearing it during the daytime, although you don't put it on Ben Hashmashos, unless you haven't put it on yet. If it's you haven't put it on yet, you can put it on Ben Hashmashos. If you've already worn them, don't put it on Ben Hashmashos. But if you're wearing it from before Shkia, you can continue wearing the tefillin up until nighttime. And again, there's so much detail, a lot of halachas on this. If you are traveling, can you leave them on for protection? You don't want to take them off, and etc. So there's a lot around this. And fundamentally, because we've seen that the Zman on a Doraisa level is all night, so we do have some wiggle room on this. When to put it on, you can put it on a little bit earlier than Mishiyakir, you can keep it on a little bit late, in certain limited instances, but on the big picture, the time for tefillin is the daytime, and as we know, in the Minag Olam is to put it on for Shachris, so we have it on for Kriyat Shema and the like, Shriza Makdim and the Mitzvahs, so that is why we do it first opportunity that we have. Have a wonderful day.